From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The race for the Democratic presidential nomination is being described by some as wide open. Hillary Clinton pulled out a slim victory last night in New Hampshire and can now claim the Comeback Kid title. Polls this week had shown her well behind her main Democratic challenger, Barack Obama. The win gave the Clinton campaign new energy.
We're going to take what we've learned here in New Hampshire, and we're going to rally on and make our case. We are in it for the long run.
Despite narrowly losing New Hampshire, Obama says he is still fired up and ready to go. Arizona Senator John McCain won New Hampshire's Republican presidential primary, signaling a turnaround for a campaign that was all but written off 6 months ago. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
John McCain says he's too old to be called a kid, but boasts he sure showed the cynics what a comeback looks like. Last summer, McCain was out of money and losing staff, but he told supporters in New Hampshire he never gave up.
When the pundits declared us finished, I told them, I'm going to New Hampshire where the voters don't let you make their decision for them. And when they asked, how are you going to do it? You're down in the polls. You don't have the money. I answered, I'm going to New Hampshire, and I'm going to tell people the truth.
Former Governor Mitt Romney of neighboring Massachusetts finished second in New Hampshire's GOP contest, while Iowa winner Mike Huckabee was a distant third. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Nashua, New Hampshire.
President Bush has arrived in the Middle East, his first trip to Israel as president. He said the U.S. and Israel share a deep desire for peace and security. NPR's Linda Grantstein reports from Jerusalem.
Speaking at Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion Airport, Mr. Bush said the U.S. and Israel are strong allies and that the source of that strength is a shared belief in the power of human freedom. The president looked moved as he said he hopes to jumpstart Israeli-Palestinian peace talks.
I look forward to my meetings with President Peres and Prime Minister Olmert. We will discuss our deep desire for security, for freedom, and for peace throughout the Middle East.
Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert told President Bush that the U.S. is Israel's strongest ally and that President Bush is widely admired in Israel. Mr. Bush today holds talks with Olmert and tomorrow visits the West Bank to meet Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. Linda Gradstein, NPR News. Jerusalem.
Oil prices rose in Asian trading today amid expectations that a U.S. government report will show crude oil stockpiles fell last week. U.S. light crude was up by 32 cents to $96.65 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. The Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case testing the constitutionality of state laws that require voters to show a government-issued photo ID before being allowed to vote. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Some 24 states have laws that require voters to provide some form of ID when they vote. Seven states require photo IDs. Indiana's, passed in 2005 on a party-line vote, is the strictest and requires voters at the polls to present a current government-issued photo ID. Democrats challenged the law in court, noting that the state had not a single recorded case of voter impersonation fraud in its history. A federal appeals court acknowledged that the law would pose a burden on some groups of voters less likely to have the required current government ID, minorities, the poor, and the elderly. But the lower court said the burden was slight and was justified to prevent voter fraud in the future. Now the Supreme Court must decide. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill is in Seoul, South Korea, where today he told South Korea's president that the country's working to ensure North Korea abandons its nuclear weapons must keep pushing until their task is accomplished. North Korea missed a year-end deadline to disable its nuclear facilities and fully account for its nuclear programs. The U.S. diplomat acknowledged that while the process of getting North Korea to give up its nuclear programs can be tiring, it is vital to keep working at it and try to finish it. The North had agreed to disablement in return for aid and political concessions from the U.S., South Korea, China, and Russia. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.